Welcome, everybody, to the Love and Money Guest Expert Call for June 25th, 2015. And I am Katrina Sawa, the founder of the Love and Money Club. And we are just getting the party started in this club. I just recently launched it out to my list briefly, and we're still in the baby stages. So spread the word, if you can, to your friends. Just send them to loveandmoneyclub.com where they can join for free or paid. As you can see on that page, there is, if you haven't upgraded to the paid level yet, you might want to check out why. You wouldn't be on this call, actually, if you are just a free member. This is a benefit only to paid members. So because the guest expert calls that I'm going to be doing myself and bringing guests in for are going to be training calls. It's not a, you know, give them the what and the why, but not the how. It's the how. And so I really think that it's going to be a huge benefit for members, for yourselves, and anything regarding love or money or something to get more love in your life or money in your business. So there's a lot of different range of topics. And if you're listening, then you're a paid member, a business partner member, I call it, of the Love and Money Club. And don't forget that a couple other benefits you have besides accessing the over 1,000 training library, the training library full of over 1,000 audios and trainings and videos and things, is that you also get access to quarterly call-in days with me where I sit by my phone and I answer your questions. As well as you can get free exposure for your own business. So if you want to look at how you can submit articles and to my blog, and so you would just email me an article or a topic that you're wanting to do. Preferably just email me it when you have the content already ready to go. Something, again, on the topic of love or money. And for entrepreneurs, okay, so nothing like weight loss or any of that. We're not really focusing on that kind of thing, but something that entrepreneurs can use in their business. So whatever you do, you'd have to spin it a little bit to make sure it applies to entrepreneurs in some sort of love or money way, okay? You can also submit your information to be a part of the resource Rolodex. So if you log into the resource and vendor page in your dashboard for the Love and Money Club in the membership area, you can see all the people I recommend there, as well as open up my resource Rolodex, and that's where I could include some members as well. And there's a bunch of other benefits too. And so I'll be feeding you those more as we go along in the club. But you can check out the dashboard. Make sure you check around. Check in some of the trainings. If there's something you know you're lacking in, for example, you're not doing enough social media or you're not sure what to do on social media, make sure you go to the social media folder in the training library and go listen to some audios, listen to some trainings in there. Honestly, it's the how-to of what to do. So, you know, just pick a topic of things you want to work on, and there's probably 1 to 20 different opportunities for you to find some training on that in various ways, written, audio, or video. All right? So today I am the guest expert today because I wanted to talk about money. Last month I talked about love and love yourself successful and all that good stuff, and I will be bringing in guest experts, lining them up for the rest of the year and next year. And again, if you are a paid member, then you could also apply to be a guest expert on one of these calls. I do them January through October. We take November and December off for the guest expert calls. But send me your topic, you know, and if you're not prepared, like you don't have a topic or you don't know what to speak on, make sure you go into the training library under the speaking topic and go learn how to become a better speaker or get prepared. So when somebody asks you for your topic and your description and your bullet points of what you teach, make sure you're prepared. Okay, so that is actually one of the things that is going to make you a lot more money, is to make sure you are speaking in some way, either virtually or on a teleclass or webinar or for yourself or for other people or on groups like this or in person, of course, as well. Today, I want to talk to you about the topic of, well, it's all about making money, but today I want to talk to you about how to convert more prospects to sales. online and offline. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, both online and in person. Okay, how to convert more prospects to customers. And I don't want to call them sales, I guess. But a lot of times people just aren't asking for the sale. So I'm going to talk about a lot of different ways to think about it differently, online or offline, okay, on how you want to turn prospects into sales. And the number one thing I think we have to do these days is have more conversations, okay? And if you are in business and you're not necessarily just selling a widget, like you're not selling a lipstick or a vitamin or something of that nature, or maybe a scarf or clothing or something like that. If you're selling those things, you may not need to have sales conversations with people. You might just need to have like a display table somewhere or have a good website with a shopping cart where people can click and buy and then market the heck out of that website, right? So your sales conversations may not be necessarily in person or over the phone. But you will have to have sales wording and sales copywriting in either emails or on your web page, or have really good deals or special sales or sign-ups or buy for two for one or, you know, that kind of deals. You might have to listen and really figure out the sales process that you want to, or sales promotions that you're going to want to use when you're selling products like that. But most of the people I work with are selling something other than just products if they are selling products. They're selling their time. They're selling a service. They're selling a membership program or a group program or a live event or one-on-one or something of that nature. And so most of the time when you're selling those kinds of products, programs, and services, you're going to need to have a conversation with someone before they're willing to buy. It used to be back in like 2005 where the internet was pretty new still. And people were buying everything under the sun on the internet because it was so new. But they also, a lot of people got burned because there was a lot of fake fly-by-night people on the line. And so they, you know, a lot of people invested in things online and never got them or didn't get what they were promised. And it's unfortunate because it's really hard to police who puts up websites these days, and they could be a really professional-looking website and then be a bogus site, right? So my point is, though, that it's just harder and harder, it seems like, to get people to click and buy something that is thousands of dollars for sale on your website without having a conversation with you. So knowing that we're going to have more conversations, and let me back up a minute. So I said thousands and thousands of dollars. If some of you are saying, well, I don't have anything for sale for thousands and thousands of dollars. I only sell a $100 consultation, or I only sell, you know, a package of $300 worth of XYZ, or my program's only $197 or $500. That's okay, all right? And this isn't necessarily the call where we're going to discuss the different levels of packages and programs that you can create in your business, but you definitely want to look up some trainings on creating higher level programs, products, and services, or live events. So we want to create more high-end. If you don't have a $5,000 program or a $10,000 program, you'll never sell a $5,000 or $10,000 program. So why not at least figure out how to have one? And you just never know, right? So it's also a great positioning strategy to have to be worth that much. And if you don't think you're worth that much, then that's a whole nother that's a mindset game, right? We got to go figure out how to boost your confidence a little bit to know you're worth it. All right, so this is why the love and money, because all of these things come up with probably 99% of my clients. This is why I talk about all these different things. All right, so there is training on everything that I'm talking about here in the library, by the way. But today I really want to talk about converting those prospects in a conversation, okay, online and in person. So let me start online, because that's where we do a lot of the lead generation to get them to a conversation. So the process to get people on from online to a conversation, there's a couple of different ways. First of all, if they come through your website somehow, maybe like I just had somebody sign up for me to talk with me in a complimentary consultation from Facebook today. She didn't say, I said, how do you hear about me? She said Facebook, right? So I'm just assuming she's a friend or a follower or whatever, and she saw my stuff and she's finally ready to sign up and talk to me. And so that's great, right? But a lot of times we have to engage them on Facebook. So that person came to my website and they went through my process, right? So you want to have systems. That's a whole other conversation as well. Go look up website stuff. But it's they get into your opt-in box, they get your free thing, you take them to a thank you page. On the thank you page is where you want to share with them how to take the next step. For most of you, that's going to be coming to a conversation with you, which is, quote unquote, your sales conversation, right? And usually you call it a discovery session or a breakthrough session or a strategy session. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not trying to hide anything with that. And we definitely don't just want to be salesy in that conversation. You do want to build rapport and find out people's needs. You don't just want to go in and go for the, you know, go for the throat and sell them really quickly. That's not going to be effective, right? So we want to, but the point I'm trying to make online is that we want to get them through a process and automatically raise their hand. So not everybody who opts in for my free stuff, when they get to the free the thank you page, not hardly any of them actually, a very small percentage of people, when they get to the thank you page or get the autoresponder email that comes after they opt in, when they get that or they see the opportunity to come and talk with me, it could be 90% of them do not come and talk to me at that point, okay? So having a free consultation as your freebie on your website is probably not going to serve you as much as having a free download or a free audio or a free video series. So just keep that in mind. Most people are not ready to talk to you yet until you feed them a little bit more information for free first, all right? But online, you can feed them through a system. You can take them to the thank you page, which then says, hey, you want to come and talk to me? Here's a free call opportunity, right? And then they can click and they can sign up on your sign-up page for that. Now, there's a whole process for that, and it involves a sales conversation on the web page, right? So first, on the thank you page, you have to entice them to want to talk to you. You have to combat the fact that they might not be ready to talk to you yet with copy such as, I know you might have just wanted to come and check out my free thing, but I guarantee I won't bite, I won't scare you off, and I won't try to hard sell you on this call. I really am here to help you, so don't put this off. Whether you're new in business or, you know, you would say something appropriate for your clients, but I say something like, whether you're new in business or thinking about starting your business, it's never too early to talk to a business coach like me. Trust me, could save you thousands of dollars or months or years of time by just having this phone call now rather than waiting until you think you're quote-unquote ready, right? So that kind of wording, and I said that really fast, but you'll get the recording. That kind of wording is so crucial sometimes to even have on that thank you page, because people have this head trash, this doubts in their head, right? Well, I'm not ready yet, or I'm not there yet, or I don't think I need that, or whatever it is. So whatever you think could be going on in their head, you have to talk out on that web page with them, okay? One-sided, obviously. You have to write it out. That's why a lot of these pages are a little bit longer, right? Because you have to answer their questions that are in their head on the web page in the copy, or they will never take that next step, right? And then via email and autoresponder, when someone signs up for your free thing, you should have a series of autoresponders, auto emails that go out. The first one, obviously, is to give them the freebie that they signed up for, right? Thank them. And then the second one is to take the next step, which could be the phone conversation, right? Hey, come and talk to me. And, oh, it's okay if you're not, I don't think you're ready yet. That's what 99% of my clients say when they sign up with me, or that's what 99% of the people say before they come to me, and they're so thankful that they come to me after all, and don't wait. And so you just have to use that wording to entice them and get rid of that head trash that's in their head, or the thinking that they're not ready, they're not good enough, or all they need is the free report, right? I mean, because some people think, oh, I'll just get your free report and I'll be good to go for, you know, making money in my business. Really? That's just ridiculous, right? You need more. So wording in the autoresponders, then you might continue the conversation in those autoresponders, right? And a couple days later, you might say something like, hey, have you been thinking about talking with me? You know, what kind of questions do you have? Email me back right now if you're maybe a little bit hesitant to talk to me, or maybe you're too busy but you have a couple questions. Shoot them off to me and reply to this email right away, and let's see if I can answer your questions, right? So something a little bit less risky would be having an engagement like that with them over email. But once you can soften the blow a little bit and they can say, oh, yeah, she is a real person, right, by emailing them back, then they might feel more comfortable then signing up for the call, see? So try to get those kinds of things. You want engagement. You want engagement and interaction with the people that are signing up on your website, all right? And that's the biggest thing. Then in your email newsletters, you can also, you know, run promotions or blurbs in your newsletter that say something like, hey, you know, in case you haven't spoken with me before and you've been reading my newsletters and articles and thought you might be interested in having a conversation, I'm opening up 10 slots in my calendar in the next 30 days. If you're interested, please sign up here, right? And you don't have to be this, and you don't have to have that, and you don't have to be prepared. I'm going to walk you through the whole thing, whatever it is, okay? So you have to remind them, because most likely they're not going to do it in the first step, right? So you have to continuously remind, this is database marketing. This is marketing to your database, right? That you have to remember to keep telling them the things that they may have forgotten that they have access to, right? So there's that. And I'm just trying to check my notes to make sure I got all the online stuff covered. Oh, another thing, when we were talking about when they come to your website, so what happens when you meet them online but it's not on your website, right? So social media, for example, I have a fantastic social media messaging strategy, and it's a way to engage people one-on-one like you would at a networking event, but doing it on Facebook and LinkedIn. So you can meet actually 50 people a day with my strategy. And I believe a lot of that training is in the social media thing as well. You may not find the templates there. That's in the product for sale, but it's I talk a lot of stuff out. So I would definitely go listen to the audios in the social media folder for more information on this. But there, the social media is the one where I get the majority of my engagement on online to drive people to phone calls. Because, again, we're trying to have sales conversations. We're trying to convert prospects into customers, paying customers, right? So in that messaging system that I talk about, it's kind of like you would at a networking event offline, and we'll get to that in a minute. But if you go to a networking event, or if you're on Facebook and you reach out to 50 new people, or just say 5 new people, let's make it easy, right? If you reach out to 5 new people on Facebook that you don't know, maybe they're a part of one of your groups, right? That's a big strategy that I use, is to join a bunch of groups and then go into the groups and engage with people in the groups one-on-one. And do it quickly, right? Do it quickly with pre-written templates of emails and things you would send, so you don't have to, you know, customize every single message to every single person. You don't want to do that. It'll take you way too long, and you just don't see enough response to warrant that kind of customization. So we want to just, the goal is to engage and interact, right? And so online, so you go into these groups and say you talk to 5 people, and you might comment on a post they made, or maybe they commented on another post and you added a comment, and maybe you are talking back and forth in one of the threads of conversation, right? That's a really great thing to do when you're on social media, is to have conversations within the thread. And then take it offline. So after you've gone back and forth a couple times in a thread, and they've seen your name and they've actually responded to what you've said in the thread of the post, that's when you go click their name and you click a message over to them, a private message that only they see. And that's when you say, hey, I thought I'd take it off to a private message, our conversation. It sounds like we could have a lot in common. I'd love to find out more about how we can help each other, right? So I always pose the question there, Remember, this is a lead generation strategy. This is not a sales conversation. So we just have to find the lead first. Now, is this a prospect lead or is it a referral source lead? I always focus on people on social media as referral sources. Then, after we have a conversation or more engagement online, then we can determine if maybe they're a prospect. Okay, so they'll either say something that alerts me to the fact that they need some help in an area, and so I'll offer some assistance or a product or a video or something that can help them around whatever it is they're needing assistance in. So there's that, okay? So engagement, you can take it to a private message, and then to a phone call, right? Then you can take it to a phone call. And the difference between that kind of phone call and the actual sales conversation phone call that we're talking about, we're going to continue talking about, is that I call this a get-to-know-you phone call. So a get-to-know-you call. And this is where you look and see if or how you can help each other, okay? So you might, I always let the other person go first, and I always say something like, thank you. Thanks for coming to this call. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your business and what you're focusing on, and then I'll tell you a little bit about mine and what I'm focusing on, and then we can see if or how we can play together for business. And so they're usually fine with that, and they'll do the first 5 minutes, and then I'll do 5 minutes. And when it comes to my turn, I actually tailor my talk towards what they could potentially need themselves, so they can raise their hand and say, oh, you know what, I need that. And so then they self-prospect themselves, right? So they self-assess themselves as a prospect in that process. But I'm not pushing them to be a prospect. I'm just telling them things that I can do for clients and what I'm focusing on, right? So it's a really, really, really great way not only to get prospects but to find referral sources and also find opportunities to speak on other people's teleclasses and radio shows and all kinds of different joint venture opportunities and networking options, you know, and you never know who you're going to meet and who that person knows. So we never want to discount a connection on social media unless there's some whack job or they don't have a photo or they just don't look like they know that what they're doing or they're kind of weird spammer looking, then we want to pay attention to them because they may not be your ideal prospect, but they may be a really great referral source for you. Or they might have an opportunity for you to be featured or get exposure or speak somewhere. So in my mind, social media is a pool. It's a humongous pool of opportunity. But you've got to know how to work it and work it in a numbers way. So that messaging, what I was telling you about going into the groups is what you would do to engage and interact. You can spend, you know, an hour a day talking and interacting and posting your own stuff. But I would also recommend that you do the actual messaging strategy, which is doing searches for your ideal prospects on Facebook and LinkedIn and finding pockets of them. And that could be within a group, but then sending a customized message out of the blue without any, you know, previous engagement. You can do that. It's just like walking up to somebody at a networking event that you don't know in a live event. You know, you walk up to them, oh, hey, John, my name is Katrina. What do you do? Blah, 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 right? So you could do that online. Okay. Yes, a lot of people don't get what you're doing, and so they won't pay attention. But 20 to 30%, we're getting a 20 to 30% response rate from this messaging system, and that's pretty high. Of people that will message you back, and then most of those you could drive to a get-to-know-you call, and a lot of those will funnel into becoming a prospect and then a customer, okay, as well as if you do your messaging correctly and you do the right dropping of links and names and things like that without being pushy or salesy, then you can get people to sign up on your email list and get your free thing and sign up for different teleclasses or all kinds of different things, right? Go buy products. I've had people buy products. I've had people do all kinds of different things because I know how to drop links and give free advice and then drop a link in and then or message somebody with a great PS enticing them to my free thing. All these things are so crucial. They're the teeniest of things, but all together it's a cohesive strategy. And I'm telling you, you have to pay attention to these little details that I'm talking about here because otherwise you'll just be haphazardly throwing darts at social media wondering if you're going to get clients. Okay? It's just not as effective as having that cohesive strategy. So now let's shift gears a little bit to the sales conversation itself and converting prospects on that call or in person. You can do your sales conversations in person, but I actually recommend, if possible, to do them over the phone, even if you're in a local area. Now, it doesn't apply for everybody, okay? So let's talk about how do you get the leads first. Hopefully, they've already come through one of these systems we've already mentioned, online or through your website or through social media, and they've signed up online to talk to you, and you've received that notification, and then you've scheduled the call with them. And so you know that they're ready to talk to you. However, there's going to be times where you're at a networking event or a speaking gig, and you just throw out the opportunity to talk with you in a complimentary strategy session, let's call it, and you get five people who are interested, say, okay? So five people give you their business card. Great, let's schedule. You can schedule there. You can send them a questionnaire. You can send them to a web page to sign up and then schedule them. It's however you want to do that. You make sure that there's a system for it, though, and there's not a lot of manual labor involved with getting that done. But you get them into a conversation. I always like to take more information from them if I can, meaning I want to know their goals. I want to know their big vision. I want to know what products and services they sell, what they've invested in the past as far as coaching and how it's worked. And I want to know a little background before I actually sit down and talk with people. So before you have those conversations, first look at the kind of questions that you would normally ask in that conversation. So if you're meeting with someone for the first time over the phone or in person, do you have a little questionnaire that you usually go through on that call or in that meeting? If you do, I recommend you actually put that questionnaire on the website and you have them fill it out prior to coming to the call. That's the first thing, because it can save you 10 to 15 or maybe even more time, 10 to 15 minutes or more in that conversation if you have those answers first. Not only that, it'll help get them with skin in the game. They are more committed if they fill out questions before they come to the call. All right, and they flake on you less. We don't want flakes. We don't want flaky people who don't show up to their call or their meeting. So they're more committed to an actual good conversation if you have them fill out questions ahead of time. It doesn't have to be a huge, long questionnaire, but it should be something to give you some idea of where they are currently and or where they want to be in regards to whatever it is you're trying to, you know, offer as a solution for them. So have a little bit of legwork done first, if you can, right? And then I want you to you're going to need to build a little bit rapport in the beginning. And I'll tell you, one of the questions that I love to ask, and I was taught actually to ask in these conversations, is pretty close in the beginning. I usually ask it. I try to build a little bit of rapport first, like, oh, you live in Chicago. Okay, great. And so what's your business? Tell me a little bit more. Great. And then I'll say, you know, so what had you decide to invest your time to talk with me today? What had you decide to invest the time to talk with me today? The words decide and invest are really key in that. Don't change those words. Change any other words if you want, but say why did you decide to invest your time to talk with me today? Because at the end of the call, we want them to make a decision on either investing with you or not. I mean, and you have to remain open to them buying or not buying. You want to remain neutral in that. We don't want to go in thinking, oh, my God, you have to have my thing, or you have to buy my thing, or, oh, my God, it's perfect for you. It's just like, well, it's either going to be a good fit for you or it's not going to be a good fit. Either way, it's fine, but let's find out where you're at and where you want to be and see what happens. Right? So you want to remain neutral throughout the conversation, because you'll be less salesy. There'll be less pressure. We want to put a little bit of pressure on those conversations, mind you. Okay. But the pressure you want to put on them is for them to see the gap. You want them to see the gap of where they are to where they want to be with their weight loss, with their relationships, with their kids, with their self-doubt, with their mindset, with their business, with whatever it is you're helping them with, their health, right? So you really want to get at where they are and how miserable they are. Unfortunately, we do want to go there. We do want to, okay, how bad is it now? Like, where and how much, how motivated are you? That's another great question, is how motivated are you to not be like this anymore or to have whatever it is you want, right? How motivated are you? From a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you? Because for weight loss, people might be, well, I'm at a 4, right? Then you know the conversation's going to be quick because they're probably not going to buy from you. So hurry up and get them over the phone, off the phone, because you're not going to convert people and change people's minds that quickly from a 4 to a 10, most likely. So just know that. And if especially for with weight loss, I would ask that question on the pre-question questionnaire is how motivated are you to lose the weight that you say you want to lose on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't necessarily do that in my business, although I do get people on the phone who are not that motivated to make money, believe it or not. They want to do their business because they want to help people. And maybe they have a cushion of money. Maybe they have a significant other who makes the majority of the money, and they don't necessarily need, quote unquote, the money in the household. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're in business and you're going to spend anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a week working in your business, don't do it for $2 an hour, okay? So if you put in the hours and you don't charge enough or you give a lot for free, you could be working for $2 an hour. And so you might as well just be on vacation or go volunteer or donate your time rather than run a business, right? So I like to know if people are motivated to making money. If not, I can help them turn that around if they want to. But I have to help them see what the why is. I have to help them see the why, right? So there's a lot of different factors in these conversations, and if I could talk to each one of you individually, I can totally help you with improving your sales conversations, honestly. So I really want to encourage you to come to either the welcome call or come to the quarterly call-in day or sign up and talk with me. You guys get discounted rates to come and talk with me one-on-one, and we can totally hash out your conversation. I just wanted to mention that because it's a lot of my regular clients and my Live Big Mastermind clients will come to me before a sales presentation or a sales call, and I'll give them some advice on the questions to ask and what to say. And then they'll call me after, and they'll say, okay, this is what happened, and this is what I said. And then we'll kind of troubleshoot why the person didn't buy, if they didn't buy. And then so they have that fuel for the next call, and then it just slowly gets better and better and better over time. But you want to have that conversation, that sales conversation. One thing you don't want to do in a sales conversation is you don't want to tell them how much your stuff is or tell them all about your products, programs, and services too early on in the conversation, before they're committed, before they can see the gap of where they are to where they really want to be. Okay, a lot of times, and this has happened to me, someone gets on a call, oh, hey, how you doing? Tell me where in your business, and da-da-da-da-da, and why'd you come to this call, and, you know, what are you looking to get? And they'll say, well, I just want to know how much your program is. And I'll be like, well, I have a lot of programs, and I'm not really sure if or which one might be good for you yet. Why don't we investigate that and find out more about you and where you're at and where you want to be first before, because we could be here all day talking about all my programs, you know, or even if you don't have that many programs, you could say, well, I'm not sure if it's a good fit for you or not yet. Why don't you tell me where you're at and what you're looking to do? Is that fair? And then we can see if it's a good fit for you and I can share more. And, you know, sometimes there's incentive to buy today. You can just fit that in maybe so they'll know and be prepared. If they're interested, they might want to buy today because there might be incentive, right? So you can preview that without saying what it is or how much it is or anything and then make them feel more comfortable, because sometimes people aren't comfortable with sales conversations and they think that's what they're getting into with you, right? Which it's true, but it doesn't have to feel like a sales conversation, right? So you can put their mind at ease a little bit and say, you know what, I don't have anything for sale if you're not a good fit. So why don't we have a conversation and see where you're at and what you need and if or how I can help you, and then we can talk about it if that's a good fit. How's that? Right? So you can put their mind at ease. That's a really great thing to do if you're at all nervous or if they're at all nervous in the beginning in this kind of a conversation. So another mistake people make is that they talk about too many different opportunities for someone that can buy. So you're confusing them, right? So if someone says, well, you know, I could use your help, and then you're thinking, okay, they can get into my coaching program. Which one? And so you say, well, when you get to the offering the solution, you say, well, okay, so I have a 3-month program and a 6-month program or a 12-month program, and I have this program that's a group, and I have this over here, and then you've already confused them and they don't want to buy because they have no idea which one is for them, right? So granted, I have 20 different products, programs, or services, right? So I don't ever offer more than 2 usually on a sales conversation like this, though. And sometimes it's not my high-end thing that I offer, okay? You would think, well, aren't you just going to offer the highest price thing so they can get in? And it's not necessarily, right? Especially if I know they're really hurting or they're on, you know, sometimes I get people that are on disability, they have no money coming in, they're trying to start their business, and they can't even see themselves affording like $500 a month or something like that. So I'm like, okay, why don't you get started with this thing? It's $97, this one and this one that's $57. If you will do that program, I promise you, you'll figure out some ways to get in front of more people, and you will start seeing how you can make more money. And then hopefully you'll be making more money, and you can come to me after that, right? So I will suggest to them some of the low price things if I need to. But I'm certainly not going to talk to them about my Live Big Mastermind if I know they literally have 2 nickels to rub together, right? Which is sad, and I want to help them, and trust me, I can help them if they could find the money. Now, as I'm saying this to you, I also don't want you to prejudge someone if they say they only made $3,000 last year, or they're only making $500 a month or something like that. That does not mean they don't have the money to buy whatever it is you're selling. So don't just assume if they say, yeah, I'm not really making any money right now, or I just quit my job, or I got laid off, and blah, blah, blah. They might have savings. They might have a 401k. They might have a husband who makes a lot of money. They might have a friend who can chip in. You never know. So don't assume. I'm talking about the people who we've actually hashed it out already over the phone. And you know, some people will tell me their entire financial situation because they want more than ever to work with me, but they have no means to do that, not even to borrow. So we have to figure out, okay, what is your next step? What's your first step? How can we get you started, right? So I just want you, I mean, typically in that kind of conversation, you do want to start high and go low. You do want to start high and go low. So this is why it's good to have a high-end program, product, or service for $5,000 or $10,000, because you can start there, right, and gauge their interest. You can, if they say, oh, my God, I can't even think about paying blah, 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 you know, that amount. Okay, well, were you thinking of more of a group program then? Because that's my one-on-one, and I'm happy to share more about the group program that I offer, or the do-it-yourself program that I have, or the webinar series that I have, or whatever it is. Or we can maybe start you out with a 3-month program instead of a year, or whatever you're going to do, but start high and go low. The first price you give them is going to be, they're going to think of it as your highest price, okay? Excuse me. Meaning that if you say, oh, it's $1,000 for the group program, and that's actually the lowest thing, they're going to find a reason to balk at that price. More than likely. Not everybody will. Some people will go, oh, that's a hell of a deal, right? But what if they say, oh, they balk at the 1,000? Then you have nowhere to go but up instead of down. So I would, if you're in any kind of coaching, consulting type role, start higher with whatever you're going to offer, and then have a lower option that you can feed them into, or suggest if they're really not interested in the other. And this is where I talk about my this or that close. So a lot of us, especially in service related, you can offer a higher package one-on-one, or you can offer a lower package in a group. And a lot of you who might be, let's say, hands-on massage therapists or intuitive healers or astrologers, where you're doing sessions one-on-one and you're not sure how to do it in a group yet, trust me, there's a way to do it in a group. We just haven't figured it out yet, okay? You want to go learn more about business models in the training library. And but your high end would be your one-on-one, and your low end would be your group. So if people have more money, or they want to, if they want more attention, then they need to invest in the one-on-one. If they're okay in a group, then they can pay less and go in the group, right? So there's various, having two different options like that is like a this or that. So it's like, well, which one do you want? Do you want this program or that program? Instead of, do you want to buy my services? And that's a yes or no, right? We don't want a yes or no question. We want a this or that. So think about what you're doing with your offer on that call as well, okay? And then a couple key things I do towards the end of a call. Well, first of all, I transition from the nicey-nice conversation to finding out what they are, where they are, where they want to go. And hopefully by that time they've uncovered the gap. They realize, they see what's missing, right? They need to see it. You can't just point it out and say, well, obviously this is missing in your life or your business, right? If they don't see it, they're not going to buy. So you have to figure out how to talk them through them seeing the gap. And then what you can do if you're not sure how to present your finally ask for the sale, you could say, would you like me to share now how I can help you in achieving XYZ, or getting rid of XYZ, or transforming XYZ, or whatever they wanted to do? Would you like me to share now? Would you be interested in finding out more how I can help you? And then shut up. Would you like me to share more on some different ways that I can potentially help you with this or whatever, right? And then shut up and make them say, yes, why don't you tell me more? And that's them transitioning to hear your offer, okay? That's them transitioning on the other end to be okay and open to hear your offer, right? Now, we know some people you're going to have to soften the blow a little bit. Right. Well, you know, so you might say something again like, you know, I was listening to you and it sounds like I know I could help you here, but it's not a good fit for everybody. You could try to de-sell them. That's always a good plan because it kind of, it softens the sales that's coming at them, right, if they're even remotely affected or what's the word I'm looking for? Sensitive. If they're sensitive to sales conversations, then you could say stuff, well, this isn't for everybody, but I'll share with a couple options that I think might be a good fit for you, and you can tell me if that sounds good or if you'd like to learn more, okay? Great. Takes the pressure off. It's almost saying, you don't have to buy this, but let me just share what I've got in case you're interested, right? And then, and now you don't always want to do that, but when you're starting out in these conversations, it might make you feel better as well. So then the other thing you could do is you could say, well, is it okay if I share with you, you know, a couple ways I'm thinking that I could help you, right? So that is another easier, not so wimpy transition. And then that's where you say, well, usually what I do actually is because I do offer a one-on-one or a group program, and in the close, typically, I will ask them, what's your learning style? Because I know people have gotten burned before. I know that a lot of people that come to me have been in a group program and not gotten what they needed because they didn't invest for one-on-one and they needed one-on-one. Or so I know that in my clients and most of my prospects have invested some money somewhere before that didn't get what they needed, either in a do-it-yourself program because they only invested a couple hundred or a couple thousand, or in a group program and they didn't get enough of the mentor, the coach was lacking, or whatever it was. There's a lot of people out there that I talk to that have that problem. So that's where I say, what's your learning style? Because I'm like, you know, some people are good with audios and CDs and things like that where they can go out on their own and learn that stuff and actually implement it and review it and repeat. And if you're good like that, you can save some money and go into some of my do-it-yourself programs. Most people at that point will say, oh, no, I'm not really. I need more hand-holding. I need more accountability. I need more one-on-one. So I discount my products. So it's like, okay, products are off the table, right? So we're talking group program or or mastermind. Mastermind or one-on-one is what we're really talking about. So, okay, do you, I would say I have a group program that's an annual program, or I have a one-on-one that's a year. Both of them include one-on-one because I know that's what people need that come to me. And so that's how I say it. What I want them to do is I want them to pick. Like, do you feel like you like to, do you thrive in a group? Do you like to have the camaraderie and the accountability and the support and resources that come with being in a group program, knowing that you're going to get one-on-one with me as well in that group, as well as a bunch of other resources? Or would you prefer more of a one-on-one type situation where we're getting stuff done one-on-one? And so I will ask that question before I even talk about either one of the programs or the prices. Okay, because I want them to self-select the option that is going to be better for them. And each one of these things, each one of these questions that I'm asking is a pre-close question, right? They're actually self-selecting along the way where they would be the best fit, right? So someone might say, well, you know, I really think one-on-one. Some people actually say, oh, I love working in a group, and having one-on-one with you would be great. But I do love working in a group because I love to share and da-da-da-da. And so, great. Well, my group is fantastic. It's where you get the biggest bang for your buck, and you get all these things thrown in, and I'll go on and on and on with that, right? And then if for some reason they don't like the price tag or they don't like something about it, and then I'll transition them and say, well, you could do the one-on-one. Do you want me to tell you about that? And they'll say, yeah. And so then I'll go into the one-on-one, and then we'll compare and contrast. Well, okay, so you heard the group program is this and the one-on-one is this. Which one do you think is a better fit for you at this time, right? I'm not saying, is this a good fit for you, yes or no. I'm saying, which one is a better fit for you at this time? And usually they'll tell me. And regardless if they have the money or not, if they don't have the money or they don't think they can afford it, then they'll say something like, well, I don't think I can do that one right now, or I might have to wait a couple months, or I need to go make some money to do this, and right, I get all of that. Then I'll usually say something like, well, which one would you do if you had the money? And let's see how we can make it work for you, right? And so then that comes negotiation. You put your negotiation hat on, and you figure out what you need to do to make it happen. Maybe you take less of a deposit. Maybe you postpone the first payment for 2 weeks. Maybe you throw in an extra bonus, and boom, instantly they can afford it because they saw extra value thrown in. There's a lot of things you can do to really convert those prospects into sales in that conversation. But you're probably not thinking fast enough because you may not be trained as much in sales and marketing talk or wording, right? So this is where listening to a lot of my calls where I talk out what to say, what to send, what to do, is so crucial. So if the sales conversation thing is really a stumping ground for you, like you're not getting through that many and you're not selling that many people and you're not charging enough or showing the value or you're not sure, you really want to pay attention to anything in the training library on sales, sales conversations, maybe even copywriting or the words or any of that kind of stuff, because it's thinking on your feet, it's negotiating, it's being able to listen for what people want and then give them what they want and sell them what they want, okay, and using their words, not yours. So there's a lot of things involved with this. And just to recap a little bit, make sure we want to interact and engage, not only on our website, but on our social media and anywhere in person that we're going to find potential prospects. Interact and engage. We want to drive them. I say drive them, but the goal with all of that and all the marketing should be to get them into a conversation with you, whether it's a get-to-know-you call or a sales conversation that you call a strategy session or something. Those are your goals. Your goal is not to sell people, typically, for most people. It's not necessarily go out and to sell your $400 thing. Get them into a phone call. When you get them into a phone call, you'll sell more than you will if you offer a $400 or $500 thing at a live event. Most likely, most of you will sell more if you just get them into a free consultation or a free call than if you try to make the sale in person in 10 minutes or less, right? So be careful of what you're doing in these sales conversations. Be careful of what you're doing in your lead generation. Make sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's with a full signature line. You have the PS's, driving them to the free reports or the free opt-in or the free call with you. Make sure you're engaging and interacting with a lot more people than you are right now, right? 50 people a day is what we talk about with the social media messaging system that you can do on Facebook or LinkedIn or both. So you could do 50 or 100 people a day on social media. That's 250 to 500 a week and 1,000 or 2,000 a month. And so that's a lot of leads that you could potentially be in front of if you work the system, right? So I'm actually not in the training library at the moment to look under social media. But look under social media. If you have any questions about the training library or where do I find trainings on this topic or that topic, please send me an email, okay? As again, we're trying to make sure that this is the dashboard, the client's membership system is really intuitive and easy to navigate and easy to find everything you're looking for. So please don't hesitate to let us know if something is confusing or if you can't find something in the membership area, because I want to know. You know, I've been waiting a long time to launch this because we're really trying to make sure we've worked out the kinks. But there will always be kinks because it's electronic, right? So I just want to throw that out there to you. And so I just want to encourage you to have more sales conversations and really get more sales conversations on the calendar. I mean, anywhere from 4 to 10 a week would be fantastic. It's not easy to do, but you can do it if you put your mind to it and you do enough revenue-producing activities every single week, all right? So I look forward to helping you get more love in your life and money in your business. This is Katrina Sawa with JumpstartYourMarketing.com and on the Love and Money Guest Expert Call. So we'll talk to you next month with our next expert who I am booking now, which will probably be on the topic of some sort of love topic because I'm trying to alternate them. But never fear, they'll always relate to you and your business and how it's going to help you be more productive, more effective, more profitable, or happier in general, okay? So I'm really looking forward to doing these calls. Make sure you plot down, there's three types of calls, right? There's a monthly welcome call that you can come to anytime. There's the guest expert call that's every month, January through October. And then there's the quarterly call-in. And the next one is in September 2015. So mark your calendar for all those. Put the right phone numbers, because they might be different phone numbers, put the right phone numbers into your calendar. Watch the email reminders because in case something changes, and log in to your membership at least every week to learn something new. And then interact on the Facebook group. There's a link there to join the Love and Money Facebook group, and that's only for paid or free members of the Love and Money Club. And I will add you as soon as I see you in there. And have a wonderful day, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.